Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners, the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, and the Orpheum Theater. Project Motion, it's their 25th anniversary season, and it's the third year that they're presenting a concert called Axis. And they have a specific view on what Axis is meant to be. I'm going to get Wayne Smith to tell you about that in a second. He joins me in the studio, along with a guest artist who is going to be performing this year. He's from Houston. His name is John Strunks. And this is his second time to be on this show. I think it's good to see you both. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Well, happy 25th anniversary, first of all.
Thank you.
It's really, I mean, it's amazing to think that a quarter century you guys have been around.
Quarter century, yeah.
Golly. Let's talk about Axis, because I think this is such a cool idea. Explain to people the concept behind it.
Yeah, Axis is an opportunity for Project Motion Dance Collective to bring in guest artists, and usually guest artists from different locations, and the axis point or the intersection, if you will, is where they meet on the Memphis stage at the Evergreen Theater.
So the Evergreen Theater, that's on Poplar Avenue. That's where the old Circuit Playhouse used to be. And I don't know how many years we're going to have to keep saying that. But that's your new home, and it's wonderful that you guys have a home base there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, let's talk about this year's performances. You're going to meld everything from hip-hop and improv and modern dance all together.
Yes. We're really excited about this this particular concert. It is a mixture of contemporary dance, which is what our base is as a company, and but then hip hop is this new current thing, and a couple of the artists, in particular, local artist Robin Sanders with a hybrid dance company, they're performing in the company, and what they do is more true to form of the hip hop, but there are elements of, say, African West traditional African dance and contemporary. And then you have Amy O'Neill, who will be doing a work that is a real fusion or melding of the contemporary and hip-hop, and then John Strunks, which is a mixture of a lot of different things, including improv.
Well, I was reading about your work. And first of all, I love the name of your piece called "Okay, I'm Here, So Now What?" So tell us about this. This sounds so interesting, and I'm just going to let you explain it, because how many people are in this particular piece?
We have a cast of 7, including myself, 3 men and 4 women. And essentially the process started when I got an email from Jay and Emily asking me to come and participate in this Axis and to let them know what work I would like to present. So I sent them 3 different pieces that I was currently working on. And then I came here, and one of the pieces that I was going to recreate for the company was, "Okay, I'm Here, Now What?" And what happened was I got here and I created this dance, and then I created another dance that was for the 3 men. And then I went away and I decided I wanted to put them all together. And so what I've done is I've created a new work from the foundation of the 3 works listed on there, a solo, a trio, and this group work. And I created this one act show in a show that is entitled "Glittered, Gutted, and Glorified."
I like it. Are you really going to create an artificial California? That's what I've read.
Yeah.
Yes. The "Okay, I'm Here, Now What?" We go through this process of essentially creating what was an artificial California. Now, with this version, I don't know that the audience is actually going to recognize that it's California, but we do create I hang the stars at one point, and there's all kinds. The best way I can describe it is that it is a surrealist journey into the temple of my mind, body, and soul. So I'm really, really excited about the work that the dancers have done. It's been a really great experience for me to come in here and to create sort of a company from the dancers that make up Project Motion. And we've all grown a lot, and I went away and then I came back and I changed everything and it blew up into this thing. And so it's been really exciting. It's very visual. And a lot of different textures. I'm using a lot of different movement styles and qualities. And it feels like a story, but it's not really a story.
You know, isn't it really cool to have an idea and to create something, and all of a sudden it almost takes on a life of its own and becomes something you didn't expect it to be?
Yes, this is sort of my modus operandi. I come in with an idea that's very finite, and usually the more finite, the more specific my idea, the larger and the more out of control it gets. If I come in with too many ideas, then I have a tendency to just sort of bail and I end up with a little thing. But if I come in with something really small, then usually what I end up finding out is that the possibilities are endless in the exploration of clarity, essentially.
So what kind of music are you using with this
piece?
I'm
using all kinds of music. Let's see, if I go from the beginning and fast forward through, we have, you know, some real contemporary electronica, experimental, almost ambient, orchestral.
Right.
There's some disco. There's some house music. There's
hip-hop.
Some hip-hop. There's definitely some hip-hop. There are some soul. There's some old soul, classic soul music in there.
And even some gospel.
And even some gospel music. And all kinds of that. There's some spoken text and some voiceover stuff in addition to some video work. And it's been a really great freeing experience to just be given an empty slate and supported through a process of discovering what it is that I'm going to present.
That's so cool. I mean, it's really neat that Project Motion is giving choreographers like him a chance to do that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Is this something you think you may mount later? I mean, this is going to be part of your repertoire now, right?
Yeah, this is something that is part of my repertoire. The other thing is that what I've been doing, oddly enough, one of the most surprising, influential, inspirational people for me right now is Jane Fonda. And this book that she just wrote, where she basically spent a period of time researching herself, where she went back and like pulled up stuff about herself and things that she had done, and then went through this process of going, okay, what did I intend to do and what happened? And what did I intend to do and what happened? And found that she had successes in spite of her intentions and failures in spite of her best efforts.
Right.
And so with this piece, I started out with three pieces that I was working on and that I had already done, and created something new from that. And from this, I will probably go into a process of further development and refinement when I return to Houston. And I can credit Project Motion with providing me with the opportunity to really, really, truly explore what it is that I have to say and what it is that I do as a choreographer.
I'm fascinated by the work that choreographers do anyway, because people that yes. don't know how to do that, it's hard to wrap your mind around creating a piece of art like that.
Correct. Yeah. How do you take an idea that you have and then turn it into a work of art, particularly a work of art using the medium of dance?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I love it. You're bringing in someone from Seattle. So John is here from Houston, and then you have some local talent with Robin Sanders and Out Loud Artistry. And so you have a whole lot of different styles coming together.
Yes.
And I love it that you've continued to do this Axis concert every year.
Yeah. And it started, you mentioned that it's been a while that John's been here.
Yeah.
When John was here with the Smith Works show, that was the very first Axis. That was the start of that whole thing, the kernel.
Well, happy third Axis. Happy 25th anniversary. People
yes,
can get
you.
Tickets by calling 901-214-LEAP, which I love that number. You can also go to projectmotiondance.org. And I have to start remembering now that people tweet and people Facebook. And I Facebook,
correct.
But the whole Twitter thing is so beyond me that I just can't I can't grasp it. But you can connect online, facebook.com/projectmotion, and you can follow them on Twitter at twitter.com/projectmotion. They're presenting Axis Long Distance Affairs this Friday through Sunday at Evergreen Theater, 1705 Poplar Avenue. So go see the show. You're going to see this new work by John, and it's going to be incredible. And I want to thank John Strunks and Wayne Smith for being my guests this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.